Welcome to the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. My name is Ange, the Love Freak. And it is a new year. It's a new decade. Wow. Time definitely flies. It flies. And these last couple of weeks, I've been kind of slow on recording episodes for the podcast because getting everything else together, pretty much getting all the internal works of the podcast together, working on a new logo so that I can really present it to the public, you know, trying to expand on goals, especially for the new cycle, the new year, right? It's very important to stay focused, know where we're headed, know where we're going. Although, for us here on the Love Frequency, it's all about maintaining the same mission, and that is to rise on higher vibrations. And when setting goals, the goals should actually get you there, to the higher vibration. There should be an end to a means, pretty much. So that's what we're doing as we're growing for the podcast. So we're doing the podcast, and you know, you have to cultivate it. You got to nurture it. And in time, things will happen. But what I want you to do real quick is I want you to kind of think about the last 2 weeks, like the holiday season. My children, they didn't have school, so they were home, and but yet they still had so many activities to do. There was the Christmas, there was New Year's celebrations. And yes, my family, we celebrate that in terms of it's just because it's something, it's just a tradition that I've always done when I was a child. And before I really came aware of, you know, consciousness and, you know, the information that's pushed out now about where Christmas came from. And so a lot of people are kind of against it. And I don't really know who's out there listening, so I'm just kind of speaking in general. But there's still another side of people who celebrate it. So, you know, we still celebrate it because we like the fact that we can get together with our family. And it's a time to just breathe and to change up the direction within our schedule. Like, we stick to a schedule in life. It's good to kind of break that up a little bit and focus on giving and doing kind things. Even though we should do it every day, but it's good to at least have a time where we can celebrate and focus on giving and caring and all that stuff. So that's kind of how I see it on my perspective when it comes to holidays and stuff. So a lot has happened within these last couple of weeks. You know, my oldest, she's in basketball. And so she's been having practices. And I think they had a couple games, which were out of town. And so she's been real busy. And then the baby, she got her own thing. I don't even know why I call her baby. She's a big girl now. But she has her own thing going. So she's rambunctious. She kind of just very energized, young, youthful. And you know how that can be, especially when it's more in, you know, in my face when I'm not, you know, working. So I take this time to be with my family, but I look at all the things that have happened in those last 2 weeks, from doing fitness expos to helping open up, you know, a dance therapy studio called Imbalance, you know, where we had a grand opening on New Year's, and just kind of helping in that process where I help. And then doing the fitness expo, getting prepared for that. I was also still doing my classes. So I'm just talking, so much things have been happening. And so when we look at it in a perspective of, look at what can happen. I will go back and look at the last 2 weeks and say, and look at everything that has happened in that time. All the activities, all that's been going on. And then I want you to look at the last 10 years of your life, the last decade of your life, 2010. What did you do in 2010? And then what did you do from that point on until now? What are all the events, the activities, the lessons that you learned? What are all the things that took place in that time? In that time, in that speck of time. And the reason why I talk about that time frame is because it's 2020. We're in a new decade. A new decade. That's another 10 years to work on becoming who we need to become. You make the decision, you make the choice on which direction you're going to go. And so when I look about the last 10 years and I'm looking at, okay, so for the next 10 years, now what everything that I've learned, the experiences I've gained in that time, I'm now going to take that and take the person, the woman that I have become in that time, and I'm now going to build upon the next 10 years. I'm going to build upon this new decade. And that's my vision for 2020, which is total vision, which is supreme vision, right? 2020 vision, perfect vision. That's what I'm on. And it's starting to see what now needs to be done and growth and development. And so I definitely challenge you out there who's listening to continue to strive to be at your best, achieve those dreams, achieve those goals. And by now, from the last decade, what we should understand and know about life is the fact that we can create it. That is something that is fact. You don't debate it. Don't argue with it. I mean, even if you don't even want to acknowledge it, just know that it is the truth. That's the ultimate truth. We create our lives. We are the creators of our lives. And we need to fully grasp that. And the way to truly even create our lives in the way that the divine plan, and that's a whole nother debate, like whether it's all still divine, but we still have to be in alignment with the vision, with the universal vision, because the universe, God, the creator, has a vision. We're just aspects of that vision, of the total vision of the entire universe, the multiverse, the all, everything that is, right? There's a vision for how this all plays out, just like it has played out within the last billions of years. It's eternal. So there's a vision, but in order to align with it, we have to align with our own personal vision, because here in this reality, this right here is just pretty much, you know, an experience. So we're experiencing it. So to be in alignment with our purpose, we have to be in alignment with our experiences. What do you choose to experience in this next decade? What do you choose to experience? What do you choose, keyword, choose to experience in this new decade? Because a choice is yours. If you say, I want to go do this and I want to have this type of experience, you make the choice to have that kind of experience. You can choose what kind of life experience you want. And that's where I'm at. I'm choosing my life experience. And it's very interesting. And so although I know that I can make plans for the next 10 years, I can say this is what I want to accomplish, I know that it's not going to be that straight arrow, because there's going to be lessons in this time. But the thing is, I can only be prepared for it. So you got to stay ready and understand that there's going to be things that are going to try to swoop in, but you got to maintain on the level of this frequency in order to overcome them and not allow them to knock you off your path. You got to keep your vision, hindsight 2020, you got to keep that vision alive, you know, by always just staying focused on your goals and really building upon goals. And so I don't know if you really, you know, focus more on goals, but I think it's very important. If you're out there and you're just kind of letting life fly by, because I'm an air sign, so I understand how it can work. I am an air sign. So that means I'm a Gemini. So let me say that. I am a Gemini, darling. And that means I'm always in my head. I'm always thinking. And I truly value freedom, travel, and just being out and just exploring passion. So within that mind frame and what I've learned in the last 10 years is I need to be more grounded. I need to be more grounded, because being so up in the air, I never finished projects or seen them through, because I would be on to the next. And so what I've learned in this time is the fact, okay, well, I need to be more grounded. I need to be more disciplined, more focused, and follow through. And that's what we're doing with the love frequency. So it's actually really, it's building, it's growing. And we're going to touch on some really great topics. And the reason why I say stay tuned for this is because we added on some new team members and I'm very excited. And we're really going to get into the nitty gritty of what the love frequency entails. And the basis of it, of course, is self-love, but on a deeper aspect is how to utilize and channel our sexual energy for life force energy so that we can manifest and we can truly live the life that we desire, and different other aspects of manifestation and higher level ascension. And that's why we still are having Stars Crystals. If you tuned into our last episodes, if you're just tuning in, make sure you go back and check out our previous episodes in which we had Stars Crystals, and she would come talk about energy healing stones, the different and various types, their properties, and why you should consider using them. And so I'm grateful for her for that. And we also have a new team member on the team. She is amazing. She's a sex therapist certification, but she also does so many things. She'll be offering tarot readings and different cards, astrological, etc. So I'll let her explain that going on in further weeks. So make sure you stay tuned and kind of see the direction of this podcast. We're also working on a new website and email list, so definitely make sure you sign up for that email list and stay in tune with the frequency, because we're going to be giving some valuable information that's really going to help. And as we give you information and we help serve you in that way, you're also going to see the rise in the podcast. You're going to see the rise in the overall structure of this brand, because we're also going to be implementing these techniques into our own lives, because it's better for us to walk it than just talk it, you know, and that's what the 2020 is about. So you're going to see even the rise within the podcast. You're going to see it just boom. You're going to see it grow, and you're going to be like, wow, look at it, because we're showing you how to do it and becoming who we need to become, and continuously, so that we can continue to give you this value. Because if we're not growing, then you're not growing, you know, and if you're not growing, if you're growing, you're not growing from us if we're not growing. So we must grow in order to help others grow, because we all play a part in the greater good, the larger vision. I know there's some crazy chaos going on in the world, you know, trying to implement fear into the society, fears on destructions and all this stuff. But my thing is to assure you that if you stay on this frequency and implement these practices, those things will not affect you. And as you're going to be guided into a different direction, and you're going to actually be protected from that. And I can't guarantee it. I can only give you the practices that's going to help you through this time of just chaos right now, where they're trying to implement, like I said, fear mentality into people. My thing is to stay grounded within yourself and don't let that fear get into any part of you. I mean, you can pay attention, but just have the confidence within yourself to know that you are loved, you're protected, and just continue on the right path of vibration and to be on the right frequency. Because in order to avoid situations in terms of, you know, war, violence, etc., you have to rise above it, because that's on a lower frequency. That's on a whole different type of frequency. And when you rise above that frequency, then you're out of that. Like, you may be, it'll go along with that saying, like, I am in this world, I am not of it. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. So the stuff that's going on doesn't affect me, because I am in alignment with my purpose. And my alignment is for the greater good, in order to overcome all of that anyway. So if I do my part in spreading the knowledge and spreading the love and spreading the technique, then I am doing my part to make sure that I am out of that other frequency. Okay, because now I'm rising above it. And I'm dominating it, because I know that it's in me to dominate and make it happen. And I want you to feel that same in your heart. Like, I'm dominating life. Like, this is my world for the taking. And I don't mean in an ego way. I mean so I can create a better world where people are actually happy. Okay, so I have to be happy. So create a world of happiness. Because who doesn't want to live in a world where everybody's happy? Like, who wouldn't want everybody just to be happy? Why is that? That's not nothing that's negative. That's a good thing. Because you're happy. And what happens when you're happy? You feel good. So why not feel good? Why not live a life of just feeling good by being happy and finding out how to access the happiness within us? And that's why we're here, for the Love Freak. Okay, so we talk about various topics, but we get down and we get deep and we don't hold back, because it's not about holding back. It's about letting it all out so that you can feel every bit of this vibration. And so with that being said, make sure you check out our text messaging services, where you text at Love Freak, that's LoveFreq, to 81010, and you receive some daily inspiration, motivation. It's my gift to you every day, just to keep us on this path of positivity and, you know, enlightenment and ascension. So make sure you tune in. Like I said, we have some great things coming up. Make sure you look at the YouTube. The YouTube is just the Love Freak. And as we're going to give you good content on there, as well as some podcasts on there. But we'll also do videos, and there'll be a lot more things that you can get from subscribing to the YouTube. So make sure you do that. Check out the website, and we'll keep you updated with everything else. So make sure that you continue to love frequently on this Love Frequency. And my name is Ange, the Love Freak.